Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, friends, listeners, community, welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome as well to Throwback Thursday, our weekly segment going on 3 or 4 years now, where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. I like to go back through the archives and kind of pull out some stories and say, okay, that's what we heard then. What's changed since? What's new now? What do we need to know? And not just as a business profile, but hopefully something that's helpful to our listeners who are trying to start active projects of their own. In fact, that's who I make this podcast for every day. It's for listeners who want to make extra money without quitting their job, want to figure out how can they monetize a side hustle in the midst of a busy life. Because, you know, most of our listeners have very busy lives. They've got jobs, they've got families or relationships or just other responsibilities. Some are going to school, some are working more than one job. Whatever is going on in your life, you've got limited time, but you also have this desire to improve yourself. And that's what kind of brings us together, a global community of people from, well, I guess all over the world, hence the term global. All right, today we're going to talk about a 3D printing service. We're going to hear from the owner of a 3D printing service specifically. Along the way, he has adapted to new technologies and reached more customers. Last week, we heard from a personal assistant who focuses on digital nomads. She kind of found a way to fill the gap between individual DIY nomading, which so many people do these days, as well as comprehensive services like Remote Year. And she's like, I'm not going to do either one of those. I'm going to go straight for the middle. That worked out really well for her. But today, of course, changing gears a good bit to hear from this guy named Lucas, who did 3D printing. Well, he did and he does. It has continued. He has adapted. So let's hear his update. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi again, I'm Lucas, the heart and hands behind my 3D printing design service, which has journeyed from a one-man show into a diverse creative enterprise. When I started, my focus was on custom 3D printed models and prototypes, but as my business evolved, so did the variety and complexity of my projects. In the beginning, I was primarily printing intricate parts for model train enthusiasts and customized phone cases for, anyone who wanted them. These projects, though small, were instrumental in refining my skills and understanding of 3D printing's nuances. As word of my work spread, I began attracting a wider range of clients. One of my early major projects was designing and printing architectural models for a local firm. This venture opened my eyes to the potential of 3D printing in professional fields and led me to explore more industrial applications. One challenge I faced was staying ahead of the rapidly evolving 3D printing technology. To keep my edge, I invested in advanced printers capable of handling a variety of materials, from standard plastics to more exotic composites. This upgrade wasn't just a technical leap, it expanded the scope of projects I could take on. Then a turning point came with a unique and challenging request from a medical device startup in Germany. They needed prototypes of a new surgical tool they were developing. Working closely with their engineers, I printed several iterations, helping them refine the design until it was perfect for practical use. This project wasn't just about printing. It was about problem solving and innovation. My clientele has since grown to include educational institutions, where I conduct workshops and demonstrations, helping students and educators understand the potential of 3D printing in various fields. These interactions are not just business opportunities, but also a chance to inspire the next generation of creators. One particularly memorable project was creating a life-sized replica of an ancient fossil for a local museum. This project was challenging due to the size and detail required, but seeing the completed model on display was amazing. Today, my business is a blend of art, engineering, and education. It's about bringing concepts to reality, whether it's a piece of history for a museum, a prototype for a groundbreaking medical device, or a custom part for a hobbyist's project. As 3D printing technology continues to evolve, so do the possibilities of what we can create. And that's what keeps this journey exciting.
Thank you so much, Lucas. Really appreciate you sharing those updates with us. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed them as well. I hope you use these stories and episodes as fuel, motivation perhaps, inspiration perhaps, some kind of practical tip. I really make this show for you every day. So if there's something I can do better or some different kinds of stories you'd like to hear or a question that you have that you'd like to have answered, feel free to let me know. SideHustleSchool.com/questions, other tools and resources there. I'm also sharing every day on social media and in my new project this year, a newsletter all about mental health and purposeful productivity. You can check that out at EuropeMentalHealth.com if you have not done so already, or even if you have. And of course, a new episode comes out tomorrow. It's on all the platforms. Subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.